Jury selection continues in the trial of 18-year-old Lee Boyd Malvo. He's one of the two men accused in last year's Washington, D.C. area sniper shootings. As that trial got underway yesterday in Chesapeake, Virginia, 15 miles away in Virginia Beach, the prosecution rested in the trial of the older suspect, John Allen Muhammad. The defense will now have its turn. Earlier, I spoke about the two trials with Slate and Day Today's legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick, who's in Virginia and has been following the proceedings. Dahlia, how are these two cases similar and how are they different?
Well, they're similar in sort of surface ways. You know, both men are eligible for the death penalty. Both are being tried far away from D.C., allegedly in front of unbiased juries. And both are sort of being tried based on fairly circumstantial evidence, not a lot of direct evidence. But the similarities really end there. For one thing, each of them is being tried for a different murder. And while the 10 other murders that were involved in this killing spree are at issue in both trials, each of them is being tried for a different individual's death. The other big difference in these trials is that they both have very different defense theories. Muhammad's theory, of course, is that Malvo did it. Malvo's theory is that Muhammad did it. And a lot of the sort of cosmetic differences flow from there. Muhammad is wearing a suit, looking very official. Malvo's dressed up in a sweater, looking like a kid. The whole optics of these trials essentially are trying to cast Malvo as a wronged, brainwashed little boy, and Muhammad as someone who simply didn't do it, happened to maybe be around, but the kid did it.
And legally, since Malvo was a minor at the time of the shootings, are there any different legal principles that apply to him?
No, his defense actually did not prevail on that argument. In pretrial motions, they tried to argue that the death penalty should be off the table for Malvo simply because he was 17 at the time of the murders. And international law and other scholarship suggests that he was too young to be subject to the death penalty. But the judge rejected that claim, so he is in fact being tried as an adult and subject to the death penalty as an adult.
And Muhammad, too, is facing the death penalty.
That's correct. There are two basic death penalty charges that each of them is facing. Both of them are not great fits for the crimes alleged. The one in both cases has to do with a new Virginia law that is untested, that's an anti-terrorism law. In order to prevail on that, the government is going to have to show that these were acts of terror, they were done to influence the government, and the whole point was to spread terror among the public. The second death penalty charge is bound up in a Virginia law that says that you are eligible for the death penalty if you've committed multiple killings over a 3-year period. That one's going to be tricky in the Muhammad case because the Virginia law requires that you be the trigger man, as it's called. You have to be the guy who actually committed the killings. And Muhammad's arguing there's simply no evidence that he committed a single killing, that in fact Malvo's prints may be on the gun and Malvo may have confessed.
Now, Malvo refused to testify at Muhammad's trial, invoking his Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate himself. And now Malvo's defense team wants Muhammad to testify. Do you expect him to testify?
Well, he hasn't indicated that he's not going to take the Fifth, and he sort of did quite a job of testifying in his first day in the trial when, as you may recall, he was representing himself and kept talking and talking and talking. But I'm not really sure it's going to be in Muhammad's interest to testify at Malvo's trial. The reason the defense team is going to want him there is to essentially say this guy had complete and utter control over our client, and I'm not sure that Muhammad can do much to undermine that. I think he can probably hurt himself, so we'll have to see how that plays out.
Now, you mentioned that these trials were moved away from the immediate Washington, D.C. area because of all the media coverage. So will that help Malvo as his trial gets underway, that he's in Chesapeake, Virginia?
Well, it's sort of a mixed bag. On the one hand, the feeling was supposed to be that people could think more lucidly about it because they weren't subject to terror in the Virginia Beach area. But of course, I live 200 miles away from D.C. and we were terrified here and schools were closed. So it's not clear that we're outside of the ambit of who was really scared. But more importantly, they were moved to a very, very conservative, primarily white, very military area of Virginia. And that's going to be a jury that's predisposed toward the prosecution. So it's not at all clear that Muhammad or Malvo were done any favors by changing venue in this trial.
Legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick writes the jurisprudence column in Slate, and she joins us here regularly on Day to Day. Thanks, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Madeline.